which he cried, "Abba, Father."
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come.' Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test." When he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Locked, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And one who seeks, finds. And one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. We pray, of course, not just to us. We have to thank whatever will be given to us. The responsorial psalm, the verse from the Psalm 138, "Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me." Really, God is answering all our needs. That's why it is the will of the Father. What's the best for our soul is given us. So if it's not given you yet, maybe not good for your soul. We ask things for the body, mostly, not so much for our soul, for our salvation. The book of Genesis is very beautiful. Abraham was negotiating with the Lord, like in Shanghai Street, in the market. $5? No. $4.50. Three. Two. One. Okay. This is the Middle East way of doing business, no? If you go to Israel, but maybe in Egypt or in Greece, people doing business this way. High price. $100. Finally, $15, you can get it. You go to Shanghai Street, the same. You persist and pretend you're going away. Okay. It's like that. Of course, I'm not saying God is like this way, but his God is so kind. Whatever is best, you ask, it's given. One of my experiences when I asked, one was before I was ordained priest, I was in the second year theology. I was studying in Rome. That year, I had opportunity in summer holidays to go to Lourdes as a volunteer work. So you can imagine in Lourdes, after the work, you have so much time to pray. And when people pray, you pray also, no? And one day, I was sitting down at the grotto, and I asked the Heavenly Mother, through her intercession, of course, a special grace, a grace that I need most. I don't know what. I didn't ask for good health. I didn't ask to be successful for the priesthood. I'm not saying I'm reluctant, but by that time, I was a little bit, you know, queer in my mind, because so many of my seminarian friends had left our seminary. They said we have to go out first and then do something else and then go back to the seminary. There are many, you know, and then by the time the year, early 1970s, so many priests, professors left the priesthood. So we're influenced by this mentality. So by that time I was thinking, might be. So I asked one special grace. Whatever is best for me, if you ask me to go out and have experience through 2 or 3 years before going back to seminary, I would say yes. So I didn't know what. I just asked, what's best? I asked. And practically, after 6 months, the Lord answered my request. I got the best grace. Because then I decided to go ahead for the priesthood. Is it the big gifts? Whatever you ask is given. If it is the will of God, that's important. We can ask many, many things. Of course, under condition, if it be the best for our soul, for His glory, nothing else. So this gives us so much courage to pray hard, not only for yourself, for your friends. Really, it's we need. Many people today, they don't follow God on the right path. They were distracted. They fell into temptation. That's why we have to pray, first of all, for ourselves when you pray the Lord's Prayer. Pray with heart. Not just murmuring all the words coming out, Alpha in heaven, every day, many times we say the rosary as fast as possible because we got 50 Hail Marys to finish and 5 Our Fathers. So we try to I'm not saying that you say the rosary in this way, but many times the young kids, first of all, they don't like to say the rosary too long. Even adults, seldom we say the rosary. Because when you take a rosary, they were sleeping. Sleepy. At times, when you watch television, you won't feel sleepy. Open your iPhone, you won't feel sleepy. When you take out your rosary and start, name the Father and Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And then go through all, because the rosary also invites you to meditate, right? And you meditate more than you say the prayer. And many times, the rosary found out the next day on the floor. It's a way that we say our prayer. Of course, this is not with heart. This is with our body. We say the prayer with our body. You know, so tired, so weak, so weak. The prayer with the heart is the way you, when you see a friend, if a good friend, when you see her or see him, one mind, one heart, whatever he given you before, his gifts, you feel so, those generous, you know, thanksgiving, you know, all this way. This is the attitude of a prayer. When we say our Father, well, when you say our Father, so easily, do you mean really that God is present in you? You understand? Who is your Father in heaven? Who and where? How? He loves you. Do you have any kind of feeling? Start a kind of feeling. You know, it's a very interesting story. I went to Medjugorje last month. One of the men is a guy. When he was young, he was belonged to a prayer group in Medjugorje, there 30 years ago. And then the 40 of them, Our Lady is helping them in a certain way, of course. Our Lady doesn't appear to them, but you know, through some visionary, they get a message. So after 1 year of this prayer group, and the Heavenly Mother asked them, one of the boys stand up, say the Our Father. You know, you can imagine a boy, little boy, 6, 7 years old, when he say the Our Father, how will you say? Our Father in heaven, help me down, come with them, help me. This is the way. Of course, we are snowier, but more or less the same. Our Father in heaven, you don't feel anything. So, that's the story. Our Heavenly Mother invite the whole group for 1 month, just say Our Father. Every time when they say, Our Father, Our Father, no more, holy be your name, no more, that's Our Father. Even this Our Father is so much in you, right? And we don't feel anything because we don't say the prayer with hearts. We just say the words. When you say Our Father means, it's there. It's one who's after you. Who gives you everything. He entrusts everything for your care. Our Father. Even though you have a bad father on earth, you have a good father in heaven, right? Even people treat you badly, but still you have a Father protecting you, hearing you, guiding you. Our Father. Our is only your. Her. We are one family, one parenthood. We belong to the one, we share the same blood of Christ. We share His Spirit. We are one. We sing very well. Huh? We are one. Da, 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 da. We sing very well, but how much you feel that we are brothers and sisters? Real brother and sister. We don't. You don't look at people at all. I'm glad that you smile to me at times. You ask my blessing, kissing, or give me my hand for your blessing. You should do it for everybody. Each one of us should do this hospitality, openness. We are one family. This is the meaning of our Father. You are not lost. You are not an orphan. You are the child of God. With this simplicity, this joyfulness, this sharing, this is the way we say our prayer with heart, open heart. So let us today, whatever we do, especially when the time we receive the Holy Communion, it's a time of really you talk to Lord, to the Lord. The time you ask whatever you need. It's a time that you say, thy will be done in you as if it is in heaven. Today is the heaven on earth because you have Christ among us. Today we meditate one of the theme of Sister Faustina. Faustina asked Jesus, I want to be the host, to be the host, to be so united. If she is a host, Jesus said, okay. If you know how to suffer, you can be the host. Jesus' presence is not only just white bread. It's a symbol of his love, his giving out, his mercy. If we do the same, be merciful to people, always forgiving, always joyful, always happy, thinking nothing for return. This is the way we be the host. This is the way we receive the Holy Communion and be an other Christ. And that's the meaning of our Father. We, our brother, with the Lord. We have one, each one of us become one family. We are united. That's why Jesus prayed at the end, before he left this world, after he consecrated the host, and he prayed, Father, that they all be one, as God and you in me, I in you, they are in me. Jesus also say, I'm the vine, you are the branches. We share the same life, the same hope. So today, with simplicity, humility, and purity of intentions to serve the Lord, being the first one to love, and love unconditionally.
Please.